This podcast includes unapologetic logic and reason and may not be suitable for all audiences. In a world full of nonsense, he's been called the voice of uncommon common sense. He sees the abnormal that many find normal. Author and award-winning speaker, he is Chris.
Here we are, podcast 1,701. Not to mention all the broadcasts on Project Chaos, 33, 34, 35, I don't know, somewhere in that range. Not to mention the audiobooks, the videos, it's a lot. But the reason I brought it up, today's 1701, which means that yesterday was 1700. That used to be something special. I didn't even really pay attention to it yesterday. Not that it's a big deal, but usually I would do some kind of century, you know, podcast to kind of remind everybody who I am and where I came from and the exciting story behind the Christopher Scott Show. Maybe not. Nobody's exactly beating down the door to get to it. So as I was pondering all this, it just was another sign of the times, if you will. Yet another 100 podcasts and it's just not that big of a deal. Not that I expected, you know, some kind of viral sensation, but at least I would usually be excited about it. The other thing I noticed lately, and I was blaming it on my back, but maybe the two are related in a way, and that is that I've been sleeping more than normal, like a good bit more than normal, and I still feel tired. And I also noticed, I said, you know, when's the last time I felt excited about something? Well, Monday, going down to the radio show, I got excited about that. But it was an angry excitement, quite frankly. Agitated, angry, I'm not sure what you'd say there, but yeah, as I started processing, you're tired, achy, my back's feeling better. Maybe we'll talk about that a little bit, the workout routine that's really worked out great, I'll tell you. But, you know, achy, tired, not excited. What do you call that? Depressed. I'm well familiar with it because, well, I shouldn't say it like that. I'm an optimistic person. Believe it or not, I get a lot of that on the podcast, which we're going to talk about here in a second when I explain why. But I've dealt with, like, seasonal issues when I don't get enough sun, which is, you know, lately, that's the other thing. I'm getting plenty of sunlight right now. I'm getting plenty of exercise. Could I be eating better? I got to be honest with you. Well, I don't have to, but I will. I've been eating pretty good. I haven't been eating completely clean, but I've been eating my green smoothies, lean protein, good quality red meats, vegetables. The garden's looking good, by the way. But anyway, none of that's working. None of those naturally holistic things. I started thinking, do I need an antidepressant? Hell no! And I shouldn't say it like that. I had a buddy who's going through some serious health issues, and he said the doctor told him to take an antidepressant, and I said, I would take it. Take it for a year. You know, and reassess it a year, how you feel. Because some things are tough to deal with. But anyway, I didn't mean to get that deep. I was kind of joking. It's not really something to joke about. And I'm not the type of person to say, oh, if you're feeling deeply depressed, not to take some medication. I would be careful with it. I'd be very careful with it. I would try everything else first. But anyway, I'm not at that point. I was horsing around. I shouldn't have went there. But anyway, all this did get me to think, well, why? Why am I depressed on whatever level it might be? What's the opposite of depressed? Anybody know? Opposite of depressed for people who don't know. happy, cheerful, joyful, glad, buoyant, upbeat, jubilant, cheery, lighthearted, and optimistic. Screw that. I don't want to be any of that either. Jesus. Sounds like some kind of, I don't know, singing group or something. All right, here we go. Thesaurus.com. Depressed. As in sad. Desolate, despondent, discouraged, miserable, morose, not happy, pessimistic, sad, unhappy. Now we're talking. That's my language. Strong matches. Blue, dejected, destroyed, dispirited, down. I don't like that. I don't feel that way. weak matches, bummed out, cast down, crummy. Nah, I don't feel that either. I want the angry side. Adjectives. Concave? I don't feel that. Hollow? No. Cheapened? Maybe. Dilapidated? Yeah, I guess I do a little bit. Where's the antonyms or the synonyms? I don't know. We're not going to get that. Everything's a mess. All we're going to get is the negative. Depressed. Oh, compare synonyms. Here we go. Okay, here we go. Oh, no. We want antonyms. No wonder. Antonyms. Where's the... there we go. All right. It's right in front of me. Cheerful, glad, happy. We got this. No, encouraged. I guess I'd like to be encouraged. Gay, heartened, joyous, blessed, comforted. Get out of here. I don't want that crap. That's all we have for antonyms? There we go. You got to keep flipping back and forth. Oh, yeah. Raised, bulging. Let's not go there. Affluent. I like the sounds of that. Prosperous. All right. There we flourishing. All right. There's the answer. I want to be flourishing, not depressed. There's the opposite we're going with. Flourishing. Anyway, all this got me to thinking, why? Why would I be feeling this way? Is anybody else feeling this way? Well, I really don't know, but I have a bit of an idea, and I'll tell you why. Here's why. You know, if you go around, you ask people, you say, how you doing? People are going to say, oh, I'm pretty good. That's what I always say. Good. Everything's great. How's the podcast? Great. How's the radio show? Great. How's the kids? Great. Everything's great. And really, it's not. None of it's great. Not that any of it's bad. It's Friday. I'm allowed to horse around a little bit, for God's sake. Nobody said I have to make sense ever, really, right? And let's face it, you're probably using this podcast like I did to fall asleep. You probably fell asleep 5 minutes ago. Maybe I woke you up with that little shouting and you got a little giggle there. Well, you're welcome. Go back to sleep, all right? I think that's like the, as I'm hearing more and more, that's what people are using, either driving or sleeping. It's really not much of an audience. Oh, I can tell by the responses. I know when we got the sleepy audience, that's for sure. Anyway, why would I be feeling this way? Why would, and are other people feeling depressed? Well, we don't know, because we don't, you know, it's not like, how you doing? I'm a little depressed today. I don't know about you. I don't talk in those terms. That's not how I hang, you know what I mean? It's not how I roll. How you doing? Maybe I will. Chris, how you doing today? A little despondent. Yeah, a little melancholy. Really? What can we do to cheer you up? Booze. Oh, sorry. Was that out loud? I'm not drinking enough. That's the problem. All this healthy approach, it's killing me, for God's sake. But I have a feeling that more people are not feeling real good. I do hear what people are saying. You know, as you listen to the, it's, you know, and people don't say, oh, I'm depressed. But if you listen to the conversations, how angry people are, angry about the colleges, angry about the Middle East, angry about Biden, angry about Trump, angry about the, bye, everybody's pissed off. So that's depression, anger. It's all in the same spectrum. What else? The way people can't focus. I'm telling you, there's a mass mental health crisis going on. I'm not the only one saying that. And I suppose maybe part of it is depression. Wouldn't that be logically so? So why? Why would the country be going in this mass depressed psychosis? Would be, well, drugs maybe would be part of it. Too much drinking, too much drugs. But I don't think that's it. It could be. It certainly has an impact, especially the pills. You know, the antidepressants sometimes make people depressed. That's a fact. Like a third of the time, from what I understand. I don't know. But why would people be... Well, I don't know. We're sitting around waiting for World War III, constantly talking about war, unrest, and hate. Who's the latest... off with their heads. Who's the latest today? You know, today it's the college kids, it's Putin, I don't know, the new villain every day. Biden comes out the other day, says that we're more anti-Semitic than ever. Oh, great. You know, get to return to 1930s Germany or whatever. But, you know, even with that comment, you know, he comes out as we're more anti-Semitic than ever. That's his depression, maybe. Where's the anti-Semitism coming from that's the problem right now? It's not the white nationalists in the military. Remember that when they were they said, right? Wasn't it the white nationalists in our military and the racism had to be eradicated? Well, I guess maybe it worked. I don't know. Are you going to tell me that there's no anti-Semitic people in the military? I can assure you there are. But here's the thing. You know, you could say, hey, the white nationalists share something in common with these goofy liberal college kids. Maybe. Maybe the white nationalists feel the same way. But there's a big difference in how they respond to that feeling. They're not bothering Jewish people. And this goes back to my thing on the free speech. Are you free to say that you're going to kill somebody? You know, I think that's been kind of sorted out as a threat. You know, specific threats, non-specific threats. It will get the attention of some kind of law enforcement, typically. But this free speech thing is a fragile thing. And, you know, to me, chanting from the river to the sea, what is it taking that as eradicate Israel, death to Israel, that they want the land for Palestine? Not for, and that's maybe that's really the struggles that we're talking about, that the hardliners in Palestinian territory there, they want to take back the whole of Israel. I don't know. But my point is, the hatred actions against Jewish people are coming out of the most liberal colleges in the country, heavily supported by Jewish people, which makes it even more complicated. But I asked you, this is the home of the progressive left, these colleges. Where's the progress? What is the progress that Columbia and Biden and Obama and Ocasio Brain Cortex, the progress to what? This is what the Republican Party should be asking in their advertising right now. You Jewish people, you black people that are voting for, you women that are voting for gay people that are voting Democrat, what is the progress that you're fighting for? Let's put it on the table. Abortion access? This is the biggest fight of our country, the right to kill your baby? Great. What an honorable cause. How about the progress to what? More war? I stand with Ukraine to the end. Great. Now we're just going to fight to the death. Are we going to? But not so much in Gaza. Let's settle this out a little bit. Where's progress to what? A new group to hate? More fake news? The collapse of the dollar? With our border being overrun? All man-made crisis. Sit back and just, how do you expect people to be optimistic? They put, you know, civil war, World War III, economic collapse, grid down, mass die-off. People are addicted to it. Should there be a requirement that it's, I don't know, the internet, you see, you didn't used to have the same access to this kind of brain chemical altering nonsense. And it's all people are listening to, man. TikTok and short reels and absurd stuff. I find myself, you know, it's like, hey, what do you want? You got a screen in front of you that says today's economic report, and the next headline, I don't know, something eccentric. Two transgender males enter a school. Boom. That's the one you're going to read all day long. And they play it, and they play it. And nobody even reads it. They say, oh, this is from 3 years ago. It doesn't matter. I'm outraged. And everybody wants to be outraged, just like me. I want to be outraged, too. What do you think? I want to be bitter and angry. I'm just embracing it. What do you want me to do? How about the silent treatment of straight white males? I saw Pat Stakes here in Philadelphia. This is a great opening for this. This is just perfect, I got to tell you. The timing of this couldn't be better. Pat Stakes reopens in Philadelphia. I guess they did a facelift. They added things to their menu, which includes egg sandwiches. Great. So the local reporter there, who I've actually met at an event here, she goes around to these different restaurants and whatnot. Pretty cool. And she says, who's the most famous person who's ever been here? And he's got this goofy kind of, you. He says, whatever her name was. And she's like, no, really. He's like, well, the Pope was here. And he starts naming and Biden was here. And then he says that other president that Fox, that other one that Fox News likes. And, you know, I thought to myself, you won't even say Trump's name. He went there and visited, and I'm sure you guys welcomed him with open arms. Jackson 5, he said, was there, but they wouldn't say Trump's name. They said Biden's name. Let me tell you something. The filthy, vile pigs down at Pat's Steaks can go choke on their filthy cheesesteaks and their crappy egg sandwiches. I never liked their garbage. I never said it so openly until now. You want to get a decent cheesesteak? Pat's ain't the place to get it. I'm telling you as a Philly local. And the fact that they're going to dabble in the politics tells you. It's the same gosh dang story every time, right? It's like De Niro. I'm sorry your career's a mess. You married some screwball and your kids don't know what gender they are and you're going to blame Trump for all this mayhem. But you better go back and you better go look at your buddy Obama and look at all the division that he created. All this progress that they created out of Colombia, De Niro. Why don't you reconcile? You tell me how Trump's the one that's creating all this depression and mayhem. You tell me. They won't even say his name, but it's his fault, right? Won't even say his name, like the stinking Yahweh. Like he's the Yahweh. I shouldn't say stinking Yahweh. When they wouldn't even say God's name, they wouldn't say it. Yahweh. Things were different. I don't know. What happened to our country? How do you get excited about all this? Well, there is an answer to that. There really is. And I'll give it to you before I let you go for the weekend. Don't you worry. But let me get into a couple of stories here. I'm going to give you a good answer. Don't you worry. I'm going to turn this around. I'm going to set you free for the weekend. Trust me. All right. London Bridge hero could go to prison for 99 years. This is phenomenal. So there's a knife attack on the London Bridge. And yeah, London, you guessed it. And a guy, one of the guys who chased down the attacker, I guess had previously been to prison. And I guess the way it works, any little like crime, and he could go back to jail for 99 years. And I thought, what a different system of justice that they hold criminals basically forever. It's like you're never really done, it seems like. Just thought that was interesting, you know. And we need, you know, we talk about democracy. We should be talking about our republic. But our laws and our system, what's left of it, we really should try to preserve, trust me. I've been to places where it doesn't exist. It's not pretty. I was reading this story about a young girl who was a victim of extortion with an S in front of it. I don't want to say. You know I have a daughter. And I read this story how she got sucked into it. And I saw a grown man. It was on Facebook and the messaging. And I know an adult man, 50 years old, get sucked in. I kid you not. Sending what he thinks is a girl money. I'm like, I didn't even know it's a woman. I couldn't believe it. A little low IQ, agreeably. I'm using the word friend loosely. Don't judge me. People get scammed, kids especially. And it's horrible what she went through. She sent a photo to her boyfriend, I guess topless. Guys, teach your kids. Ever do that. My wife has done a good job with my daughter. But anyway, I say to myself, why do your kids have access to Facebook like that? You're not checking it. You don't know what's going on. That's ridiculous to me. I would never allow it. Super-aged Japan now has 9 million vacant homes. This is from CNN. And what is this article really about? CNN promoting illegal immigration here in this country and saying, you know, basically that xenophobic Japan is going to die. They're going to die out because the old people didn't have kids and the population isn't reproducing. Just watch. Cracks me up, the people that want ever-increasing population. You know why? Because they want ever-increasing debt and ever-increasing wars. Anyway, I got this out of order. Breastfeeding moms sent photos during the lactation process to what they thought was a lactation consultant on Facebook. You guessed it. And they think they may have been scammed. There you go. It could happen to anybody. Horrible, though, that women online are just being attacked like this. And you would think that somebody would take the lead and, you know, I don't know, some training or something would be, I don't know, some kind of filters. The unexpected explanation for why school segregation spiked. Overall, segregation between black and white students has increased 25% since 1991 in the 533 large districts serving at least 2,500 black students. A significant increase, but nowhere near the decline that occurred in the aftermath of Brown, the court case that ruled segregation illegal. Paper makes clear that most of the school segregation is driven by demographic differences between districts, not within them. What does that mean exactly? I don't know. Listen to how they do this. This is what's misleading. A school district that was entirely segregated would score 1.0 on the researcher's segregation scale, where a perfectly integrated district where every school perfectly matched the school district's demographics, the score would be zero. So what are they really measuring there? They're measuring the number of white people that are sending their children to private schools, what it amounts to, or having less children. I don't see any adjustment for that. It could be an error in the data. Then they go into this whole, you know, point this, and why not just the simple percentages? Just the way information is manipulated. But I'll tell you why segregation has spiked. Because Democrats, the media, and black groups like Black Lives Matter made it clear that it's not safe and whites aren't welcome. Tell me I'm wrong about that. You're going to send your white kid into a majority black school? You got to be nuts. You got to be nuts in this day and age. Is that racist for me to say that? I'd never do it. There's no way I would do it. RNC lawyer Charlie Spies steps down. Let me tell you this story. Chief counsel Charlie Spies parting ways with the party apparatus just months after stepping into the role. He was pushed out. Why? Because he wasn't able to put enough time into it because he has a law firm that he built up, supposedly. I'm guessing that he's part of the problem down there. But I talked about this before with the lawyers and politics. There's a crazy advantage that they have to be able to get into this. I suppose there's other professions as well, but politics is made for lawyers. It really is. And then they create systems that make it beneficial to them. It's going to be to the point, I mean, it practically is now, that you practically have to be a lawyer to be able to compete politically. It's just the way it is. Then you build up a firm. And those are going to be the very people that support you politically. You say, you know what? Hey, you've been arguing with the EPA, Joe, my lawyer, right? Yeah, environmental lawyers. You say, you know, Joe, what if we got you to be the EPA chairman or whatever like that? And this is the way the swamp is built. This is hilarious. If you drive a Tesla, you should be really concerned that there are people like this out there. And what is this? This is an article that is bashing Tesla, referencing a TikTok video bashing Tesla. Brianna Janelle, yeah, sure, sounds like a real name, shared her Tesla nightmare after she got stuck inside the vehicle while trying to update the car's system. Brianna Janelle was in a Chick-fil-A parking lot when her update took much longer than expected. In the video shared on TikTok, Brianna claimed she was stuck in 103-degree heat after the system's update took 40 minutes. Elon Musk's cars do have a door release, which can be used if there's no power. But Brianna chose not to use it in case she damaged the vehicle. Instead, she sat there in 103-degree heat. What do I do? What do I do? Oh, my. open the door. Great, you know. And I'm sure there was no warning. I don't own a Tesla. You know, warning. You know, systems won't work. Update while you're sleeping. No, I don't know. Jack Smith admits evidence in the Trump classified documents case was tampered with. Who knows the details of that? What does the tampering mean? No, they touched it. That's tampering. They moved it. Well, they had to move. Ah, it's tampered with. Anyway, that case has been on hold. Well, they're having enough fun with the sex trial up there. Google case with the Department of Justice. No updates on that. Listen to this. Moderna, $1.2 billion loss as COVID vaccine sales plunged 94%. Wow, people really have a lot of confidence in that, don't they? Peloton CEO to step down amid steep job cuts. Both Moderna and Peloton made and destroyed as a result of the pandemic. Really interesting. And what was the pandemic really? It was an economic up and down, right? Just an excuse to borrow money without a war, I guess. And hey, look, I guess it was easier than a war. I don't know. It certainly brought it to American soil. Anyway, let's get back to being depressed, angry, bitter, depressed. You know, I think that's really the way to live. There's people that want to be so optimistic. What are you so optimistic about? So I do think there's a reason to be optimistic, really. And listen, part of the reason I talk about taking care of yourself and taking care of the basics and things like growing your own food and developing these skills. Oh, the groundhog's back, by the way. Maybe we'll have some good stories of that. I don't know if we're going to have pears this year. My wife was asking me. I said, I don't think so. Probably should know that. Anyway, he's back. He, she, and scared, which is good. As soon as he saw me. I don't know if that's the one that the dogs tore into. I'm like, dude, don't get out in the middle of the yard and just sit there. The dogs are going to get on you. And it's the groundhog underestimates how quickly the dogs can get to the fence line and how long it takes him to get to the fence line. But anyway, you know, getting outside, living a real wholesome life, I think are the keys to not being depressed. And I meant what I said. I wasn't making that up, even if I was exaggerating and having a little fun with it. You know, it's hard to be optimistic right now. I say, I mean, what's wrong? Nothing's wrong with my life. Everything's going pretty well, really. It should be, really. You're living the most comfortable life ever. But we need to be challenged and we need to push. But here's what I would say to you at the end of the day. There's really only so much that you can do with sunlight and water and exercise and food and supplements and whatever. And even drugs, really, whether that be medication, you know, in the form of antidepressants or a cocktail so that you can laugh a little. You know, poor choice for dealing with a depressed mood a lot of times. You know, you may laugh when you're, I tell you, the other time I've gone through a rough time, I don't drink. I really don't. I have tough decisions to make. I'd rather have a clear head. It's a big, big deal. But you know what it is? You need to have faith. And I'm not going to get too spiritual, and I'm not going to get all evangelical. But you have to have faith that good will ultimately prevail. It's the way life works. It's the natural balance of things. It's all worked out for millions of years now. The world's going to continue to spin, and people are going to survive one way or the other. And you'll see. You'll see. Tough times indeed, but it's never as bad as it seems, and it's never hopeless. You have to keep faith in that. You really do. It's important that we do that simple faith that things will always work out the way they're supposed to, that humanity at some point in its darkest hour will see the light and become good again, I guess. Not to get too philosophical about it. You know what I'm saying. You got to have a little faith. It's all going to work out. God willing, I'll be back. Monday is the plan right now. Hope to see you there. Make it a great weekend.